It's here and now. And an open microphone at the UN yesterday caught President Obama admitting he's quit smoking because I'm scared of my wife. Well, a new study says spouses play a very important role in partners' health and may even keep them alive. A new study from researchers from several different hospitals and universities published in the peer-reviewed Journal of Clinical Oncology yesterday finds that married cancer patients tend to fare better than single patients with cancer. Carrie Goldberg is health reporter for our home station WBUR. She's reviewed it. Tell us more about these findings.
Well, Robin, this is the biggest study so far to look at the links between marriage and cancer outcomes. It began with a database of over 1 million patients, and it looked at the 10 cancers that caused the most deaths. And what it found is that married people tend to do better than single people on three fronts. They're likelier to be diagnosed before the cancer has spread, they're likelier to get and stick through the right treatments, and they're likelier to live longer after the diagnosis.
Okay, so I'm sure single people are saying, hey, wait a minute.
Yep.
Could this be, it's not the effects of being married, it could be just that married people, let's say, tend to be wealthier, which is true, or healthier,
right,
in general, which is true, maybe a best friend could play the same role.
Right. All good questions. And the researchers did try to parse that out. So here's the lead author of the paper, Dr. Ayal Azer. He's the chief resident at the Harvard Radiation Oncology Program.
We think it's actually the marriage itself that really causes better outcomes. And we think it's the support that a patient with cancer gets from their spouse that really is the difference maker.
Okay, he used the word support. Some might say nagging, you know, fear. I'm thinking of President Obama and afraid of his wife.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Well, right. You're hitting upon what I personally call the nagging wife theory. And I say that as a nagging wife myself, or we should call it, you're right, the supportive spouse theory. They do make a big difference. It turns out that married patients are 20% more likely to survive longer, and they're 53% more likely to get the appropriate treatment for their cancer. Now, here's Ayal Azer again.
So we think that it's something to do with the spouse providing the necessary encouragement or pressure in order for that patient to, A, get to the doctor, and B, when they get to the doctor and the doctor provides a recommendation, to actually adhere to and follow through on that recommendation. And ultimately finish the course of therapy.
So again, it's this support. Cancer treatments can be tough. You might need to get radiation every day for weeks. You might have side effects of chemotherapy. So these findings suggest that support is really what can keep you with it. The study also found some interesting gender differences. So being married appears to help men with cancer more than it helps women.
And just briefly, why is that?
Well, it could be that it's actually because single women are known to be better at building support networks for themselves than single men. So the difference in support between being married and being single may be smaller for women than it is for men.
Okay, so perhaps the doctors need to be telling single men that they need to get support, knowing that support helps. And people should know that you can get support, single women, for instance, outside of a marriage, and still maybe, you know, have this tremendous benefit.
Right. The bottom line, the researchers say, is this is not a pat on the back for patients who are married. What this says is you need to get all the support that you possibly can, whether you're married or single.
And I'm not nagging, I'm supporting. Carrie Goldberg,
right,
health reporter for home station WBUR. We'll have lots more at hereandnow.org. She's also co-host of the Common Health blog. We'll link you to that as well. Carrie, thanks.
You're welcome, Robin.